Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday night, the Patriots had a comeback for the ages. The greatest comeback in team history, it turns out. On Tuesday, Bill Belichick stopped by the Patriots All Access Studios and was joined by Scott Zolak to give his perspective, his X's and O's perspective, on some of the big plays in that game. Here is this week's Belichick Breakdown.
All right, we're here with the coach. Time now for the plays of the week. Coach, what do we have now from the Denver game?
Well, we start off with a couple plays on defense, and then we'll go to offense. This is a big play for us in the third quarter. You know, we've been hurt on the screen pass in the second quarter, and they try to come back and run it again. So, you know, ball kind of throws spikes down. We happen to have a stunt on here where Joe penetrates, and then we wrap around here with Rob. And Dane Fletcher makes a real good play on this, you know, coming out here and making the hit, knocks the ball loose, puts his helmet right on the ball. And, you know, it was a hard ball to hold on to, and it's a hard ball to recover here. But Spikes ends up with it, and it was a big play for us, really got us kind of back in the game there.
It's nice seeing all the blue jerseys in about a five-yard tackle box.
Yeah, it is. It sure is. So here's the same play from the end zone. And so with this is Brandon coming off the edge here, and so there's the pickup. And as Rob comes around, he runs into the center, Ramirez, who's the first guy out on the screen. So that brings him into it. There's the tackle. And again, this is a nice job by Dane of putting his helmet right on the football, putting pressure on the ball. The ball's out. And then, you know, just a scramble to recover it. But big play for us there.
That's right after the touchdown. So now as you're continuing to mount your comeback right there, that really ignites the team from the sideline perspective.
Yep, set us up in real good field position. And, of course, you know, here we are at 24-21. And this is a good team defensive play here. It's a blitz by the nickelback, which is Kyle Arrington. So he's coming free off the slot, and they have a play-action fake here, so nobody pick him up. First of all, we get a good jam here by McCourty, and that's, you know, one guy hit there. Get another, you know, coverage up here, and then Logan does a nice job here of jamming Decker right at the line of scrimmage. And as Decker tries to go inside, the timing's a little bit off on the play with the pressure. Hitting the receiver, and Logan makes a nice job of does a nice job making the interception. But again, good team defense where we're jamming the receivers, got some pressure, ball's a little bit off target, and Logan makes an excellent play on the ball there for big interception.
That's the pressure by Kyle right there, where it seemed like, you know, Manning, I'm getting rid of that football quicker than I wanted to.
Right. And then this was you know, really the big third down stop in overtime, third and eight, ball's on the 37-yard line, and you know, I think for sure field goal range is at the 25, possibly, you know, around the 30, 31 yard line, probably enough leg to get it there. It's just a question of whether you could make the field goal with the wind that was kind of blowing this direction. So, you know, I think that, of course, they would have liked to have gotten the first down, but even 4, 5, 6 yards here to get the ball somewhere in this area might have given Prater a shot at the field goal. So this is a big play for us here. And see, Jamie Collins does a nice job of, you know, faking in a line of scrimmage like he's going to blitz, but comes out on snap and you know, hits Welker, knocks him off stride. Manning throws the ball there, and then, you know, Jamie breaks it up. So, you know, once again, a good job here of hitting the receivers, trying to disrupt the timing in the passing game, not letting them, you know, have free releases, and then, you know, really nice job there by Collins of getting his arm in there. And stripping the ball out. And
Collins in such good position, it seems, that even with the disruption of Welker, even if that ball's thrown out to the sideline, he's going to make that tackle and you still won't get the first down.
Yep, he was in real good position.
All right.
Oh, and then on the offensive side of the ball, they have a little wheel route here to Gronkowski, and, you know, Edelman's trying to get inside and run the post, and, you know, it's a tough play for the safety here. You know, Iheanacho's got to make a decision whether to go over the top or go underneath of this traffic, and, you know, he tries to undercut the route and doesn't get through, and, you know, that gives us a big play here to Rob, put us in, you know, in scoring position. So that's a big gain for us there.
That's a heck of a throw by Tom, you know, being on that opposite hash and have that much height on the ball and have that loft, especially with the win that you already talked about.
Right, and then, you know, one of the things we have worked on and certainly showed some improvement in the Denver game was our red area, and, you know, it's not really all about plays as much as it is execution, and this is a real nice job here by, you know, the overall timing of the play for Julian to you know, go behind the two outside receivers, create a little bit of space. Tom makes a great throw. Julian makes a great catch. And that's really what we need down here in the red area is good execution. It's hard to, you know, run plays where guys are just wide open in the end zone. There's going to be tight coverage. It's going to take a good throw and a good catch, and that's what we have here, well-executed play for the touchdown.
Nice catch by Edelman, too, you know, keeping the concentration going around the defender to refine the football.
Very good. And then, you know, again, another big play for us here, third down and goal at the 6, down by 10 at the end of the third quarter. So, again, this is really, you know, a big play that allows us to cut the lead to 3. So third and goal at the 6, you know, try to get good spacing here, try to get good spacing on this route. And that gives, you know, Rob a little bit of space to work in the middle. He comes in there and bounces off of Woodyard. Once again, good throw, good catch, tight coverage, but there's just a little bit of space there. Tom sticks it in. Rob makes a nice catch. And again, it comes back to execution. We've talked about that all year. As the year has gone on, offensively, we've done a better job of executing in the passing game. And, you know, against Denver in the red area, and that was a huge play for us.
And sometimes health seems like that helps execution too. You got your health across the board, and it helps open things up.
Well, it does, but you got to be able to make those plays.
All right, Coach, that was one heck of a comeback. Good luck this week, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you. Same to you, Scott.
All right, there you go. There's your plays of the week. We'll see you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.